And yet what we're doing is not so ordinary. It brings up these many, many questions that somehow, as we wend our way, blunder our way, I often think, that we don't really know what it means. Ordain nation means to become one of the number, the ordinal number of all the numbers that have ever done this, who have ever taken the precepts. And so entering that stream, we have joined something. We have joined a stream of practice. We've joined a stream of intention, taken the same road as many others have done. And yet, we're all workmen, trying to practice the way and maintain the vow of Samantabhadra, being willing to benefit all beings as we can. So that's as much as I want to say this time. I can read you the koan again. Would you like to hear it again?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
It's called Ganji and His Family. The workman Ganji practiced the vow of Samantabhadra. He, his wife, and his daughter all mastered the way. Once they invited the monk Yantu to pass the summer in their house. One day, as Yantu was mending his robe, Ganji came into the house and stood by him, watching. Yantu picked up the needle and pricked Ganji. Ganji immediately attained enlightenment and went to his room laughing. He put on a robe and bowed to Yantu in thanks. His daughter asked, "What are you laughing at?" Ganji said, "Don't ask." His wife said, "If it's something good, everyone should know." So Ganji told them what had happened, and his wife was instantly enlightened. She said, "After 30 years, every time I drink water, it will fill my throat." Their daughter, hearing all this, was also instantly enlightened. Are there questions?
It's great to have you with us, Angie.
It's great to be there, Samia. Oh, there you are.
Do you see all three of me?
Oh, this is lovely.
Mm-hmm. And you have a question?
That's a good idea.
You ask a question?
Good to see you.
Our teacher.
Magic.
Mm. Maybe you have a question.
Maybe I have a question.
Yeah.
Well, not really. Mm. We've got two more days to talk about this. We're not done. That was just the beginning. Mm.
Angie, it's Jane here, MacDonald. Was there some mention of the Zen? Oh gosh, what's it called? The big Zen group wanting to revise the meal chant to remove some Samantabhadra?
It was removed in a couple of places where I've been, and they couldn't explain why they had taken them out. I have no idea, and they couldn't tell me. I got very exercised about it because Samantabhadra is my favorite. But we still keep Samantabhadra, and I don't know about Zen Center. I think Grace keeps it. It's one of those things that it's sort of an aesthetic choice or something like that. But we often chant about Samantabhadra and don't really understand what that is. It's such a funny name. And such a funny thing to ride a white elephant.
Yeah.
With six tusks, the six tusks are supposed to be the six senses. The elephant is really alive there, just everything going.
Wasn't Buddha's mother, didn't she ride on a white elephant with six tusks also?
Oh, Jane. No, she had, her pregnancy, how did that go? Buddha was an elephant in her.
Yeah.
Isn't that how they described it?
Yeah.
She had a dream.
A dream.
She had a dream of the elephant as having an elephant.